news, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
FM Talk 106.5, Friday mornings. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, and it's time for Football Fridays with Paul Feinbaum, brought to you by Bryant Bank. Good morning, Mr. Feinbaum. How are you?
I am doing quite well. Probably better than some people.
You always seem to be on the afternoon show, of course, 2 to 6 here on FM Talk 106.5, Monday through Fridays.
Yeah, and it's been a fantastic week, just like so many other weeks on the Feinbaum Show throughout football season. And let's start with last week, Paul, and talk about some of the big games from then. And what better place to start with than Knoxville, where Tennessee finally slayed some demons, although it got close there at the very end. And Tennessee beating Florida 38-33. Your initial thoughts on that and the Hooker Heisman campaign in full force. You had him on your show this week.
Yeah, I think it was a big win. I think at the end of the year, we'll look back and go, Florida was not really a very good team. But you still have to win those games. And I was really impressed talking to Hendon Hooker on Wednesday. You know that he's a really good player, but when you get a chance to listen to him, I mean, he's a little bit older. He's already working on his master's degree. And, you know, he's just really got this calm, quiet confidence that I think is the reason why Tennessee is doing what it's doing. Now, Tennessee is off this week, LSU next week in Tiger Stadium, and then Alabama. So I don't know if they can survive the trip down south, but if they do and Alabama does, then we probably have the biggest Tennessee-Alabama game in 20-some-odd years.
I would agree with that because
wow.
Tennessee looks that good and Bama is always Bama. On the other side of the field, Paul, you may have noticed a young guy named Anthony Richardson, and here's what we're all trying to figure out. Is he a great quarterback or not? It almost goes from quarter to quarter to half or – I don't know. What's your assessment of Richardson? Obviously, he's very talented.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago, I was sitting there on Saturday morning talking to Tim Tebow, and I thought he was describing Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers wrapped into one, and maybe better than all three times 10. He doesn't have a great cast around him, which sometimes, you know, really good quarterbacks can overcome. There's no question that he has all the tangible tools that you need, but I've yet to see a lot of on the field decision making that is going to make him what we were told he would be. So I think it's a big mystery right now what's going to happen to him. And you know, Florida, you know, has played a couple of tough games, and they still have Georgia and so many other critical games, including LSU, that I think they're going to be a 4-5 loss team, and how he handles all that is open for debate.
Is it still too early to tell whether Billy Napier can be a good SEC coach, or do you think that they're in pretty good hands just a few games in?
I think they are. I really did like the way they hung in there. I mean, he made some just absolutely boneheaded decisions, like going for a 2-point conversion when he didn't need to, but I mean, I've been wrong on so many Florida coaches that I would not invest much money in his future, because I do think that is somewhat of the Bermuda Triangle of coaches right now, with having seen Muschamp, McElwain, and Mullen all fail, when all three were, you know, fairly good hires.
So I was running into a store on Saturday, listening on our station to the Auburn game, as Missouri was setting up for a chip shot field goal. I get back in my car and the game's still going. I'm like, how did that happen? Missouri lost that game about four different ways, Paul. I mean, it's one thing to have a loss. It's another thing to lose it multiple ways, multiple times.
Yeah, I was watching that game flying back from Dallas Saturday afternoon. And finally, the attendant said, I'm sorry, sir, we can't bring you any more liquor. I think it's tougher watching it on a plane because you have nowhere to go. I mean, at least if you're watching it at home, you can get up and and walk outside and get some fresh air. But I mean, I was sitting next to I was sitting across from Roman Harper, the Alabama former Alabama player who I work with, and he looked at me and he was drinking, by the way, he just kept shaking his head. He said, "These are the worst two teams I've ever seen in my life."
Yeah,
and they were. And what was even worse than the field goal was then the Missouri guy is going over the goal line with the winning score in overtime, and he changes his hands, and it gets knocked out of his hands, and they lose the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just at that point, it's 99.9% they're going to win as he's touching the 1 yard mm-hmm. line.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was unreal. I'm almost surprised, Paul, that Brian Harsin wasn't watching overtime from a plane because it was that they didn't just send him off at halftime. This felt like a loss for both teams, even though Auburn, you look at their record and you say, hey, they're still right in the thick of things. Mm-hmm. That's not the case.
Yeah, they are mathematically possible. It's if they went every game the rest of the season and then go to the playoffs, they could still win the national championship. Well, but the better chance is they won't win too many more games, yeah. And Brian Harsin will be fired. I know there's a lot of speculation about his future. I don't think any final decision has been made yet, but ultimately he will be fired. you can quote me on that.
So good news for Auburn. Their unprecedented home stand continues.
Yeah.
Inexplicably, they've got another home game. It's against LSU.
Yeah, this one does feel like a loss. and by no means is LSU really a feared team, but they're. I think Auburn has been given a gift, and I don't think they're any more. I think the store's out of gift certificates, so they're not getting any more.
Let's talk about the other top 25 ranked game from last week and then kind of transition to this week. You had Texas A&M. Some say it was a gift that they ended up beating Arkansas 23-21. The big news after the game this week for A&M was their leading receiver, maybe their best player, Anaya Smith, out for the year. You talked this week on your show about how that lack of experience might affect A&M moving forward.
Yeah, that's a big blow. I mean, this wasn't really great offense anyway.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
this is the part of the season we pointed at for A&M. They've already lost one game. They bounced back against Miami, which now just seems like a hollow victory as well after losing to Middle Tennessee. And now they do get a gift because Arkansas should have blown them out in the first half. All the things that went wrong, the weird miss at the end. And I wonder about A&M going to Mississippi State because they lost to State last year at home, and then they came back and beat Alabama. I just can't see – I think they'll lose this week as well, and they will limp into Alabama for that Ballyhoo game that we all thought would be the game of the century, and it's entirely possible A&M will come in there with two losses.
Yeah. Speaking of Alabama, is this Arkansas team, considering they probably should have won last week so their record would be different than it is this going to be Alabama's biggest challenge until Atlanta?
I don't think so. I think I may have thought that if Arkansas had won, but I think that there's a chance Arkansas is still trying to figure out what happened last week, which isn't a good way to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
There's mixed opinions on that, but Arkansas, to me, doesn't have enough offensive firepower to hang with Alabama. And I think Alabama gets by this game, and then it sets up the next 2 weeks. Next week is more about hype, and then the Tennessee game, is legit. But I'll save the hype for that. We don't need to waste 2 weeks talking about that game, considering Alabama has Arkansas and A&M that are two pretty frosty, pretty feisty opponents.
Yeah, we don't talk often about Alabama having a tough schedule, but these 3 weeks at Arkansas, home against A&M, and then at Tennessee, you usually don't have that sort of peril staring Alabama in the face. But I guess my big question for the Tide and everyone else's big question, does Bryce Young have enough weapons around him to be the same old Tide and be there standing at the end of the year?
He hasn't so far. He's getting some back, according to those who know more than I do. But does that matter? I mean, this has been, the argument is what kind of season is Bryce Young having? I mean, he's still great. He just doesn't look quite as potent. But what he showed me at the end of the Texas game is really all I need to know. Can he play when it matters? And, it's possible they'll be in a tight spot here, but I'm still not totally sold on Arkansas being on the same level. So I think I'll leave the broadcasters to hype this game into something that I don't think it really is.
And meanwhile, I'm not much of a gambler, Dalton, right?
That's right.
I don't do that. But that's, for a lot of people, that's why they watch college football. But I think I just about put the house on Georgia at Missouri. I think that Kirby's probably got their attention in Missouri after last week. They've just got to be in some sort of a dismal funk.
Yeah, of all the losses we've talked about, that was the worst. Because you've got a coach who is funny when he's 500 and winning. He's not funny at all when he loses. And you know, and he is really in dire straits. This is a game. Missouri fans, of, you know, will they really care? I doubt it. This is almost a lost season already. And Georgia now has something to play for. They played poorly last week in a 17-point win. And I think they'll come out and look very good. I agree with you. If you decide to bet, will you put $5 down for me? Because I don't.
You
think
got it. I'm going to do it through Dalton. So we're all Dalton.
Okay. Yeah.
We're funneling the money through Dalton Norwood.
It's I can do that for you for sure. And I want to ask you about one last game, Paul, before we let you go. 7 Kentucky versus 14 Ole Miss. This game in Oxford this weekend. If you would tell me that the Wildcats were ranked number 7 and no one is talking about it, it's just so strange to, first off, see Kentucky with a ranking beside their name, but second, it seems like they're completely under-discussed.
I'm glad you reminded me of that game, because that's where I'm going, and I forgot. I've been watching this hurricane so much, I forgot that I've got to get to Oxford somehow. And you're right, this is the strangest. I mean, this is, remember the years ago, I'd say 20 years ago, nobody wanted to play in that 11 o'clock JP game on Saturday morning. This is like a JP game, except it's one of the biggest games in the country.
Yeah.
Ranking wise, it's on ESPN. And, you know, maybe when I get to the Grove this afternoon, I'll feel better about it. But right now, I just checked my schedule again. It does say that game is on my list, but I don't know what to say about it. Because I mean, would you, if I called you and say, hey, I got tickets to the Kentucky Ole Miss game, you would say, well, why don't we just tailgate at the Grove?
Yeah, taking the Grove and maybe miss the game.
Yeah, there's no way you lose that way. But, why waste a good afternoon in Mississippi going to a football game?
That sounds great. Paul, thanks for your time today. Again, best of luck at the Grove this afternoon, and safe travels for sure.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you next week.
All right. Paul Feinbaum, you can hear his show right here on FM Talk 106.5, 2 to 6 every single weekday. And, oh, boy, it's been there's been a lot of drama. It's a very, very, very fun show to listen to, especially during football season. And Football Friday is presented by Bryant Bank. Thanks again to Michael and Greg and the whole crew for putting this on. We have fun talking with Paul every week. More Mobile Mornings on the way. You're listening to FM Talk 106.5.